Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe.
Hello, my loves. Now, I have a question for you. Do you find yourself predominantly drawn toward the sun or the moon? That could actually say a lot about you depending on your answer. Now, there are a lot of people who are just completely energized when they're out in sunshine or when they see a nice sunny day. And of course, you know, there is seasonal depression, so when we're in the winter months and we're in an area that doesn't get a whole lot of sun, a lot of people can actually find themselves feeling depleted and just down. So a lot of those people would be a little more, well, connected with the sun. And then a lot of spirituality and witchcraft and intuition is associated with the moon. And the moon goes through so many different phases. And there's often times where, you know, the moon appears to be a mystery because there's times of the month that we don't see her at all. And there are so many stories about how, you know, people kind of wig out and emergency rooms and police scanners tend to go crazy around the time of the full moon. Or some people get really, really energized, whether it be the full moon or even the new moon. I've been finding my daughter, my youngest, has been, it started with the full moon. She would be extremely energized and not wanting to sleep at all and not fazed by the lack of sleep around a full moon. And this last month started having the same effect with the new moon. She actually woke up twice, the day of the new moon and then yesterday, between 4 and 4:30 in the morning. I normally don't wake them up until 5:30 to get them ready for school. So it was just like, whoa. And she was in a fantastic mood. It was great. No grumpiness at all. So I'll take it. But I have noticed, even though my daughter is five, depending on the cycle of the moon and where it is, I can kind of predict a little bit about my daughter's moodiness or her energy levels or just so much. I mean, she is so in tune with her skills anyways. And then my oldest, she seems to be aligned with both the sun and the moon. And it's really interesting because, well, my youngest is an earth sign. So I don't know. The water is normally associated with the moon. So I find that a little funny because, you know, the earth is more nourished by the sun. So I kind of assumed she'd go that way. She's proven me wrong. My oldest, however, is a water sign, and she has a huge, loving heart, and she wants to be an artist, and she wants to heal the world and save all the animals, and I love it. But she is very much aligned with both the sun and the moon, as she sees absolute vitality and beauty in everything. And she is bright like the sun, but still nurturing and intuitive like the moon. So where do you find yourself lying on the spectrum of these different energies? Because I find it all fascinating. And the more that we become aware of how our energy rises and falls with these natural cycles, we can actually determine or even predict, how our energy might react later on in a month when you know, it might be a new moon and we're feeling energized and great. And then we make plans later on in the month because we're feeling great. So we accept an invitation, whether it be for work or play or going out. And then the day gets here and it's just like, oh, I'm drained. Why did I agree to that? So it can help give us some clues if we notice a pattern and we take note of it. And I mean, once we take note of patterns, we can also change them. But we have to become aware of them first. But it takes journaling or at least marking on a calendar like how you're feeling with certain aspects. For those who are more aligned with the sun, taking note of like really cloudy days versus the really sunny days, that can also give you clues. So, it might be a lot of people would think, oh, it's dull and dreary because, there's a whole bunch of clouds and it's raining and everything else. And they would attribute that for them feeling kind of blah, when in reality, it's you're not getting that sun. You're not getting that warmth and vitality just flowing down on you. And once we notice that pattern, we can better predict how we're doing, or how we think we're going to be feeling in the future when we set up plans or make goals. And we can align our energy when we're really, really high, or at least feeling really, really good, to different things that we intend to do, like manifesting. The new moon and the full moon are perfect times to start visualizing, planning, preparing for all our hopes and dreams, doing little rituals, whether it be journaling and dreaming your dream life, and then just really feeling that it's already here for you. Lighting candles, combining some herbs and crystals, and be like, all right, you're gonna help me set my intentions for this dream out into the universe so it comes to fruition. So the more that we focus and learn our own energy patterns, the better we can actually manipulate them and use them to our advantage. And when I say manipulate or change them, it's like, okay, the sun hasn't been out in a while. We got some storms, it's winter, whatnot. I'm feeling blah. Okay, well, UV lights help. They work wonders for helping people with seasonal depression. Another way that we can do that is visualize and connect our own energy to the energy of the sun. Now, I am going to channel the energy of the sun to you now so you can start to actually feel or sense, because everyone's at a different level. You may not feel it right away, but a part of you is, because our soul is receptive no matter our skill level in the physical. So I'm channeling the energies of the sun so you can get an idea, energetically speaking, of how that could feel. And then all you have to do, it does take practice. So I know saying all you have to do, it seems makes it really seem simple. But once you get the steps down, it is simple, but it's getting out of the logic mind, saying, oh, this can't be done, when it can. It is done by so many people all over the world. Energy healing is a thing. Drawing down the energy of the sun or the moon is a thing. And all you do is visualize, sense, or think, meaning intend, because we're focusing our will to reach up and touch the sun, soak up all that warmth, all that vitality, all that luminescence, and the energies and the nutrients that we need for it. Now, this does not replace getting vitamin D, but it does energetically help us shift our energy and feel better, feel more vibrant and more nourished. And we can do the exact same thing with the moon as well. We don't actually have to wait until a full moon to be able to draw down the energy of a full moon. It does help, especially when you're new into the practice, but we can do that at any time with practice, with our intention, with focusing our own will. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to get in tune with the cosmos, with the universe, with the sun and the moon, with the stars. Oh, I love energy healing. Once I realized that I could actually tap into the energies that I could feel around me, at first I thought they were only emotions. And then I shifted how I perceive emotions to being, oh, they have an energy or a life all their own. So does the sun, so does the moon. And the more that we can balance them within us, it's a beautiful thing. Start with what you're aligned with more, because that's what you're going to feel more with. And Every time we get drawn to something, whether it be the sun or the moon or a pretty flower, that something within that is calling out to us for a reason. So the moon is all about intuition, the subconscious, illusion, magic, transformation. The moon reflects the sunlight. So it provides us a wonderful reflection of the healing that we need to do in order to keep growing and expanding. It provides a wonderful pool for us to just kind of release all our emotions, everything heavy into, if we so desire. It's also extremely protective. I know many people who draw down the energy of the moon to form a divine white bubble of light of protection around them before they go anywhere. And then the sun is life-giving, nourishing, vibrant. It helps us feel alive. And then we got the colors yellow and orange, which are predominantly joyful, creative, happy. And that flower that I mentioned earlier, perhaps it's a certain color. If you're drawn to it, something within that color or that scent is calling to you. And when I said it, I only said it because I had a picture of a pretty yellow flower in my mind. So that might resonate with somebody. Yellow is a color of joy, of happiness. It is the color of the sun and the stars. So start becoming aware of how your energy fluctuates. Ah, I channeled the energy of the sun. Let me channel the energy of the moon to you now. For me, it kind of feels very cooling and soothing. In this way, you can get an idea of how each of them are. They do provide a wonderful balance for each other. And oh, by the way, if you can't see either due to storms or anything, maybe you're just stuck inside, there are stones that have the properties of both of them. Selenite is an example for the moon, and there are so many for either. But sunstone and fire quartz are two that are associated with the sun. Okay. So we've channeled the energy of the sun, the energy of the moon. My hands are tingling. So I'm going to go ahead and channel both of them together and kind of give you an idea how it can feel in a balanced way. Some may feel sensations of warmth and coolness. Some may just feel little tingles, whether it be on the hands or the side of the body. Sometimes the feet. My feet tend to, I don't know, it's like I'm stepping on a phone that's, on vibrate and getting text messages. I will feel that quite often sometimes when when I'm connecting to the earth. Sometimes I'll feel warmth like I'm actually outside. And I can feel the warmth of the sun on my hair, and I'm still indoors. So there's nothing wrong with any of these sensations, and they are not to be feared at all, I promise you. Those are the energies of either your guides, your ancestors, or your soul reaching out and being like, all right, I need a little bit of this happiness right here. Oh, there's some hope. I need that. And it's just you and your soul and your heart balancing all your internal energetic systems. So become self-aware of how your energy fluctuates and then play around with it and see if you can actually affect change within yourself. And that is a wonderful way to start learning how to work with energy. I hope you enjoyed. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid and you are loved.
Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.